Hi, and welcome to the UtiniCast, the podcast that is most eager to see the progress you have made. This is episode 484, being recorded on Wednesday, March 6, 2024. I'm yours, Chill, and with me is my co-host, Kitty Kisses. Hey, Kitty.
Hi, Chill.
What you been up to since the last show?
Well, this might be a news flash for you, but I've been playing a lot of PvP with you.
Yes, exactly. We've been playing like more days than not, actually. We did like several days in a row, and it's good stuff. Mostly all lobby? All lobby, yeah.
All lobby so far, although
I now have a high B, so we can do high B next time, this coming week.
Mid-B.
It's been really good. But we've also got new lobby characters to do as well, so whatever works.
I'm just having so much fun leveling a character, PvPing.
And it really is fun.
It's super fun, and I'm hoping that, you know, we'll be able to. We're already one fifth of the way through. I'm at level 5 already.
Oh, are we?
This is only the first or second week of it.
It just had the reset, so technically we're on the second week, but I haven't done anything this week.
I haven't done anything this week either.
I didn't look at it either. Yeah, I looked at it once when I had gotten to the 4 out of 4 weeklies, and we were like somewhere deep into like rank 3. That makes sense then, because we had like a few more, because you could still get a few more points after that until you cap out at 1,000. Yeah. So yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm hoping that, you know, because I always get my butt kicked in end game really bad. Which isn't as fun,
right?
But leveling, I've been having a blast. I get excited about it. You know, I'll be like, when I'm waking up, I got a big smile on my face. I'm like, ooh, today's going to be a PvP day. It's so fun.
That's right.
And yeah, it's kind of like a tradition. You know, we didn't really do it last season, but the season before that, you and I went pretty hard on it.
Yeah, we were doing quite a bit.
Completed it. But yeah, I've been having it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Good stuff.
Something I've been noticing too is that while we're leveling up, because it's the same people in all the matches.
Yes.
People have been really cool and really funny. They're like waving from the other side of the
right.
I've noticed that too. And being like, "Hey, how you doing? Hello." No one's been a jerk. I haven't run into anybody being a jerk, and it's. It just makes it more fun. And then you see someone that was just a thorn in your side the match before, and you're like, hey, I'm glad you're on my side. And you're like, yay. It's super fun. I look forward to it, like I said, and I can't wait to play tomorrow.
Yeah, it was really good. So we did low Bs, and we basically got all the way up to the 45 now, at least on my character. And then I've been trying to get her a little further ahead so we can do high B on her.
I don't know if I have.
Haven't, then that's okay. I can always wait until you've had a chance to level up. And we do have a new lobies. So you're going to be doing a juggernaut tank. Is that right?
I'm going to swap between tank and DPS.
Okay.
Depending Sounds on good. What I'm in the mood for.
And I'm going to be, I did a cosplay of Magneto. So he's a sage, balance sage. I went with balance sage. You could argue for telekinesis, certainly, but I wanted to do the balance because there's like lots, you do the TK throw like constantly on that spec. And also I kind of enjoy that spec a little bit more, and I think it'll be fun. I haven't really PvP'd with it, and I think it'll be fun to try. I'm definitely going to get like hard focus though.
Is that
like,
telekinesis it's get you ugly. Said?
Balance sage. Okay, so it's the dot spec.
Dot, right. Yeah. Right. I've tried that a couple times, and I can't get the hang of it. I don't know what it is. It's just not my thing.
It's a fun one. And I did do a little research on it. And apparently, like in PvP, you tend to do the weird one, what I consider the weird one. Because like if you're doing solo stuff, you definitely want to just use your AoE thing to splash your dots around. But instead, you change that to the single target version. And so you lose your dot spread. You don't have a dot spread, but you do a lot more single target damage with that ability. Mm-hmm. And it does a couple of other things too. So first of all, it does more single target damage. It does 50% of that damage as a heal. So unless you were hitting like four or five guys with the regular one, you're actually getting more heals as well. And not at my level, but later on, once you're a little bit further along, then you also, and it's a slow as well. Or is that later on? Anyway, there's a slow that gets applied later on, I think. And there's also a like internal damage debuff that gets applied later on as well. So lots of good stuff from it. Lose a lot of AoE. You basically lose your ability to AoE.
Yeah, but you don't
unless
need
you
it.
Decide to use your right, except for Groundquake. So I'm trying. I got him up to 23 because I wanted to have like the first choice on the tree.
Oh right, and, right. I'm still in the teens.
That's fine. Because I'm gonna get hard focused as a sage.
Yes.
Especially as like a lower level sage, I'm going to get hard focus. So I'm going to need those taunts and stuff. Even if you're damaged, you can do taunts. So it'll help me. Even if you've specced over into damage or whatever. And then when you're tanking, it'll be really helpful.
I'm writing tank on my hand right now. So remember to build a spec tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. And I'm pretty happy with Magneto's look. I didn't put a shot of him in the show notes, but you'll see him soon enough. Hopefully as soon as tomorrow. Yeah.
So I've also been, according to the notes, plating my imp agent.
Okay.
Which has been on Satele Shan. And every time I play that story, I get really into it. It's really fun. And I've been playing this one as a what would Thrawn do? And it's really hard with the agent story because it's hard to stay ahead of the curve where Thrawn is ahead of the curve the majority of the time because he's so analytical. He's
clever, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I think I'm going to save that for one, I'm done with the vanilla story, thinking that, you know, we're still at the savage Thrawn era of his life where, you know, he's hunting all by himself with his long hair, you know, but it's very, very fun. And out of curiosity, and because I'm enjoying PvPing so much on Satele Shan, I queue for PvP and it comes out to be during the weekdays about 0 to 3 pops per day.
Okay, is this still low B or is this high B?
Low B.
Low B.
Wait.
Yeah.
Now I'm mid B.
Okay.
So.
Well, there's not really a mid B. I mean, unless you're talking about level 45 to 79.
Yeah, that's the one I'm at.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
I consider that high B and then.
Okay, high B.
End game if you're 80. Yeah.
Okay.
But so, I mean, that's whatever, however you say it. Okay, so you've gotten past the 45 again. So yeah, probably don't even want to queue up at that point for a little while. I always have to wait a little while.
I had a lot of fun queuing up.
Okay,
because,
good.
Okay.
At 45, it gets really ugly just because,
it does. Yeah. Because people, there's like 70, you know.
They've got their tacticals. They've got all their choices.
Oh, man, and they'll kill the shit out of you.
Yeah.
But. Whatever, it's still fun, and it just I'm.
But it's not popping curious. On Satele Shan like it is for us on Star.
Well,
Forge.
I'm just curious to see how much it pops on Satele Shan, and it's just like there's no way to level up a character PvPing on Satele Shan. It makes me super sad, and I begging by our broadsword to. Cross server queues would be so great because
that would be cool.
I do like going on Starforge. I do have a lot of friends that play on Starforge, but it's just sad that I have to leave the server in order to play the way I want to play. So
that's true.
Yeah. Whamburgers, call the whambulance, all that, but it would be nice. This timely, I finished the Revan book, and
Star Wars: The Old Republic.
Yeah, I never listened to those old books. I don't know why. I just never thought of it, and I forgot that I had an Audible account, And all of a sudden I have 10 books, to, you know,
like credits or whatever.
10 credits. I'm like, crap. So I just chose a bunch of the old Republic books. And nice. Just
have you read any of them yet?
No. This is my first time through.
Oh, that's great. You're in for a treat then. Yeah.
So I got done with the Revan. I thought it was all right. It did answer some questions about where Revan is in the game. And that's very interesting so far. And I just started Deceived. And I heard Deceived is a really good one because
that's my favorite. But yeah, and I think a lot of people, it's their favorite. But, you know, there are people who like all of them. Well, and Annihilation is fun. You get to, it's a whole rollicking adventure with Theron Shan in it. And learn about about how his relationship with his parents sort of evolved over the course of his life, which is, so there's some good stuff there. Yeah. And they're all worth seeing. The fourth one, I can't remember the title of it. It's not my favorite, though. It's like my least favorite out of the four. There is a fourth one. It actually focuses on Satil Shan, kind of. And there's a lot of Force stuff. It's sort of like a weird Force. If you like weird Force stuff going on, then that's a good, it'll be a good story for you.
Cool. Because I had just gone through the Darth Bane trilogy, which was, I loved that.
That's a classic.
So going from that into the Revan, I was like, it was a little underwhelmed, but it was still fun. And I do recommend it. I was even thinking about starting a book club, you know, but I don't know, still up in the air. But I'm looking forward to getting through Deceived and learning more about Malgus. And all that
Malgus,
stuff.
And then, but you'll also recognize some other characters as well. We've run into it. So that'll be good.
That's going to be great. And last but not least, I've been kind of getting ready for the transfer to Shea Vizsla because I think I have 76 slots on SWTOR for characters.
Right.
And I'm getting up there on Satil Shan, so I'm going to use the transfer to transfer some of those over to Shea Vizsla, but I want to make sure I get some of the things like, you know, tacticals and implants and things like that.
Smart.
So I don't have to deal with that once I get to end game over on that server, and that's it's kind of fun. And I'm like, ooh, because my dumbness bought many of the same tacticals, many of the same implants.
Right. Over and over again.
Yeah. Just because I forgot what I had. And
exactly. Or you're feeling lazy and you don't want to transfer them every time.
I
certainly don't. I don't enjoy doing that.
So I got a bunch of them that are doubles and I'm ready to get over there. And that's just going to make more room in my inventory. And that is the chef's kiss. I can't wait. But that's it for me, Chill.
Sounds good. All right. Well, let me give a little shout out to the chat room. Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming here. Gosh, pretty good number of folks are already. It's showing 3MYK, H8HGVs, BGreenM, Donk7, DrapSnat, Eflux is here, Japeo, JD777, 777, Mark Zinks, Rickress, Rockin' Squishy Twitchy, Starry Saber, Stask is here, Suzuki is here, and Rockin' Donkey. Hey, everyone. So thank you for coming. So we did a lot of PvP, really enjoying that. I'm happy to do like more low B, but once you get a high B, we can do high B as well. I felt like we were pretty useful as well. Like even when we were low level, we were doing reasonably well.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once we were getting like into the 30s and 40s, we started like really sort of helping to make sure that we won, you know, the majority of our arenas and war zones. So that felt really good.
Yeah, it did. It was fun.
Yeah. And so, so I've got, and then I have, well, I have a couple of hybies now that I could do. So I had the Cyclops character that I talked about last time, and he's now basically right around that level. And then the one I was doing with you, Lobi, is Diana. And then I've tried to level her to get her a little bit past the 45 level. And I wanted to get either to 60 or 64. I'm not sure which. So I've been using like XP gear and stuff like that. So she's just past Voss and she's already 54, even though, you know, we're not even at the end of the class story yet.
XP gear is on Starforge too.
Yes. I don't know why, but it is.
Mine ended up over there as well.
Yeah. I don't think, I'm not sure exactly. I think I still have the XP gear somewhere on Satil Shan, but maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know exactly what happened. It ended up on Starforge during the server merges. That's interesting that yours ended up there too.
That's funny. Yeah. I don't know. And I haven't seen the XP gear on Satil Shan for a while, so it may not be there at all. I hadn't thought about that. I assumed it was just like on a character that I had like used it on and then kind of forgot about, mm-hmm. it, which still may be the case.
Right.
And so the character that we'll be doing Lobi, or if we, assuming we do Lobi as well this week, that'll be Magneto. Mm-hmm. He, like I say, he's a balanced sage, Inquisitor storyline. So Empire side. And I got him up to level 23 because I wanted him to not be like, he's already going to get focused. As a sage, yeah, you're going to get focused anyway. So at least he's, you know, got his first choice and a couple of passives and stuff like that. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And I found a nice purple and red dye. So he's got the classic X-Men animated sort of outfit looking with the cape and the bright red and the bright purple and a helmet and everything and, you know, all that good stuff. And I think that'll be a good combo because, you know, they'll focus me, mm-hmm. but if you're taunting, or if you're tank, you can also guard, pretty early on. I think you get guard. I can't remember if that's at 15 or shortly after, mm-hmm. but in any case, even if you decide to go damage, you can still taunt and that will, you know, that's obviously going to be a pretty big help.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to get focused at first for sure. Mm-hmm. But it's a fun spec. I haven't PvP'd with it, but I have done a little bit more recently. Like when I was going for the Remnant gear, I just pulled some old characters out of storage and sent them off on the missions. And I wanted to have a variety so I wasn't going to get too bored when I was just redoing the Coruscant missions over and over again just to get the boxes. And so I did end up finding like a Balanced Sage at some point, or maybe it was a Madness Sork. I can't remember. No, it was definitely, I was doing Coruscant. So it was definitely an old character who was a Balanced Sage. And I was like, this spec is actually pretty fun. And I've done a little research since then for this Magneto character. And it's like, yeah, we'll try the solo version instead of the splash damage, you know, spread the dot version.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits pretty hard. That ability hits really hard on single targets, but it definitely hampers his ability to do AoE for sure. But that's okay. It'll be fun to try it that way.
Yeah.
And then one other character I've been doing on Satil Shan, because I feel like we've been doing so much PvP that I haven't been able to do anything on our main server,
right?
Really. So I'm leveling a RoboCop cosplay character. And I actually just named him Murphy. So Murphy. He's Chill Murphy.
Nice.
Yep. He's an advanced prototype. That's right. He's an advanced prototype power tech. And he's in the agent story. So I chose the agent story instead of, say, Bounty Hunter or whatever, because I like the idea that he's like, because, you know, RoboCop is a cop within sort of like this sort of dark dystopian, you know, authoritarian society. And that felt very agent-y to me. So, and actually it's kind of working. Like it works. There's some definitely some good parallels there. Like we haven't quite gotten to Act 2, but there's going to be some there as well with the whole mind-effing thing that goes on. There's a lot of mind-effing in RoboCop as well, of course.
Yeah.
And, but right now he's just on Nar Shaddaa. On the Satil Shan server.
New
and
it's been
fun. Another nice thing is that the advanced prototype, for whatever reason, it's a spec that I just haven't done much on. Like I've done my mains are actually the tanks.
Right.
You know, they're the tank on Power Tech. But and I've done the Pyro a few times over the years for the dot spec. I haven't really touched advanced prototype that much. I mean, I've definitely touched it. I've had characters who have done it, but it's been a long time and I definitely haven't done anything really serious with it. So it'll be fun to really try it out and really like really take it for a test run.
Yeah, it takes
looking forward to that.
It takes a little bit for all the pistons to fire higher levels. But once that kicks in, ba-boom, it's all...
It's going to be fun. Yeah, fun. It looks like it will be fun. It might be fun. Maybe when I get to high B, I'll try some PvP and hopefully it'll pop for us. Because that could be a lot of fun on Satil Shan. But mm-hmm. yeah, so, and for right now, I'm doing him a thing where I just have the companion on passive, so he has to do everything solo. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of making, it's forcing me to sort of pay more attention to his cooldowns and like learn the spec a little bit better, stuff like that. Like really get into the nitty gritty of it. And then I think maybe Ensign Temple might be a good time to like where that becomes like his partner, like from the mm-hmm. movie.
Oh, right.
And so
right.
She'll be like the equivalent of the partner who like actually does help him. Mm-hmm. And that might be a good time to actually have an active companion instead of having the companion on passive the whole time.
That's a good idea.
So yeah. So it's been a lot of fun. So I'm really enjoying that. And yeah, like I said, he's 22. It's very early on. And I got some help from Fjell the other day. He pointed out a helmet I hadn't thought about. I went through a pretty good amount of helmets, but I didn't find this one. So now he's using the an Ondoran helmet. Actually, you have to go to Ondoran, and if you have the rest, the rep, you can get this helmet. And it has sort of like the classic visor slit look that also shows the mouth.
Yeah,
and it's not perfect. It's got a little bit of a fin, and it doesn't quite cover the neck completely, like another helmet that I was using. But I think it was a huge improvement, and yeah. Feels really good. So lots of fun. So we'll move on, I think, to the tip of the week. And I had the tip I had just kind of came up in stream. Someone was they were in chat. They were asking about, because they wanted one of the dancer outfits, and they almost didn't care which one it was, but they just wanted a dancer's outfit. And they're all really expensive on the GTN because they're like really popular. They're not super mm-hmm. common and that sort of thing. So they were thinking of buying some ultimate packs, but I advised that the odds of getting what you want are way too low, and you may or may not get, you know, something that you can then sell. So it's a right. little, it's a, you can try it that way, but it's a little iffy. So what I suggested is that instead, look at the things you can buy directly from the cartel market and then check them against like the GTN to see like what seems to sell reasonably well compared to the amount of cartel coins you want to spend, and do it that way. Of course, anything mm-hmm. you buy from the from the cartel market is going to have that 1.5 day cooldown on it, unfortunately.
Right.
But other than that, you can then sell it and take the cartel take the credits you get from that and then buy one of the dancers' outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And and there's also like social. I mentioned the social thing too, because if you get enough social points. But apparently he was like mostly doing solo stuff and hadn't gotten a lot of social points yet. But there's that's another way.
The code key
mm-hmm.
vendor on Fleet.
The security vendor.
Security vendor right. sells one too.
I should have mentioned that to him, but I forgot to. So that's a good point. There is a an outfit on the security vendor.
It's a good one. It's interesting. The Imperial side dies kind of weird. The top mm-hmm. has one breast is one color and one
color
breast
and
is
one's
the other.
The
color.
Other. Right. So,
but you can get around that.
And, and it mostly like stays cool. white or whatever it is anyway. It's mm-hmm. like, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that one. Yep. But yeah. So anyway, so if you're really like looking for a particular kind of outfit, then yeah, it's unfortunately ultimate packs are fun, but unless you're buying like enough of them that you can kind of guarantee that you're going to get something valuable, which is probably somewhere around the 10 to 20 range, I would say, if you're one of the, without getting too specific, too far into the weeds. It's probably better to maybe buy something directly off the cartel market that you then put up mm-hmm. on the GTN to get the credits if that's what you're looking to do.
I would never recommend buying ultimate packs trying to get something you want.
Yeah.
Buy them for fun. If you get right. something you
exactly.
like, then that's a bonus.
Then great.
But you will, yeah. Because you think of your odds every time you roll, it's going to randomly pick one, or I guess maybe four, of thousands of items that are in the game.
Yep.
So your odds are absolutely horrible to get one precise thing that you like. So
exactly. Yeah, even if it's sort of a style, like even if it's mm-hmm. like, oh, I'll take anything that looks like a Mandalorian outfit. That's still really low odds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open them really for fun. That's it. If you get something exactly. cool, hey, that's awesome.
They are fun to open. We love when they come by in the in the Galactic Seasons, for instance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, always a good time. But yeah, and I've opened a couple of you know, both packs and even like a whole pass or whatever the group is when you have like 20. Mm-hmm. It's been ages. I haven't done it in a long time, but I've done that before and it is fun. Mm-hmm. And if you open that many, you're pretty much guaranteed that you're going to get something decent that you could, you know, that you can make some actual credits on if that's, yeah, you know, if that's what you're after. But it is very random.
Yeah, I usually give everything to Kitty Treats because I have a lot of stuff. I'm just like,
yeah, that's right, because you have so much unlocked.
Do you want this? Do you want this? Do you want this? Yes, yes, yes.
It's good stuff, hey. Why not? Keep everyone happy. All right. So if you have a tip of the week, send it to tinakez@gmail.com before the next show for a chance to win a Tonfon M83R Droid pet code or M2B9 pet code, courtesy of Bioware, and also a 450 cartel coin code as well, regardless of which pet code you like.
It.
And all that's courtesy of, well, I say Bioware. I have to change that to Broadsword, I guess, now.
I know. I keep saying it. I keep saying Bioware, and I'm like,
I'll change it right now. Broadsword. All right. And so, yeah, so thank you again to Broadsword for the codes. That'll bring us to the Mind Trap. And sort of with the general topic of the Shay Vizsla server opening up and some other, you know, sort of similar issues, we sort of had the question, how often do people play on more than one SWTOR server? And so the options were daily, weekly, rarely, or never. So there was about 200 votes, pretty good amount of folks answered, and the winner was never. They play on one server. They don't play on more than one server. That's 44.9% of the vote. And of course, you know, semi's not really super scientific, but, you know, this is probably semi accurate, I would guess, if I had to.
Yeah.
But anyway, never came in with about 45% of the vote. Rarely was actually second with almost 30% of the vote, 29.6%. So, yeah, so basically almost three quarters of them are either rarely or never on more than one server. Interesting.
Yeah, that's crazy. I never would have expected that.
Yeah, I thought it would be a little more even myself. Weekly was third at 13.3, and daily was actually last, where I was, 12.2%. I log in every day to every server, and that sounds nuts, I know, but for me, it's just a good habit to be into, so that when I get to the Galactic Seasons, I'm in the habit of getting on every server every day. Normally, I don't have to do very much. You pop a rep item, get your conquest points towards the 100,000 that you need for the week, maybe do some crew skills or whatever and play around a little bit and then move on. And for me, it literally just takes a minute or two usually, if all I'm doing is logging in and logging out. It's it's really quick. So for me, it's daily. How about you, for you, Kitty?
Daily. I do a similar thing because I want to get all of the login rewards at least. So I'll just pop in when I get on. I'm like, jump in, do that. And then on Starforge, even if it's not PvP, I still get conquest every week on a character there. And that's just dorking around in my stronghold, riding a speeder, giving my a companion level.
Yep, the influencer ones are
doing
really good.
A couple crafting dealios.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's it.
And decos. You can do decos for a couple thousand points.
Yeah, I do that too.
And then, but yeah, the rep item is like the biggest one. So you have to be, the character has to be level 50 or above, but then, and assuming you've got all the stronghold bonuses, it'll be about 43,000. Like, you can literally get it on a couple different characters just from that if you do nothing else. If you just log into a couple different characters and give them, you know, that bonus and nothing else. On Shay Vizsla, I don't have the full unlocks yet. I just have like 20, I have like, I unlocked a few more things. I'm at like a 50% bonus, but I don't have enough credits to like open up everything. And I didn't unlock them with cartel coins. So if I had unlocked them with cartel coins, they would be unlocked on Shay Vizsla as well, but I didn't. So they're not.
But that's also good because you can get conquest points for unlocking that stuff. So
it's true. Yes. If you're looking for conquest points along the way. Yeah. That's a good way. Cause you're, if you want to get those conquest bonuses up, you need to unlock them anyway. And mm-hmm. There's a pretty good chunk that you get either for opening up a new one or for opening up a door inside one that you have already.
Yes.
Those are like, I think, well over 10,000 each anyway. Mm-hmm. So, and I think the new one is actually something like 30,000 or something crazy like that. Woo. It's like the rep item. The rep item is really good too. So at full value, it's 43,000.
Wait, what's a reputation item?
Yeah. What's that? Open any rep item. So like Galactic Season, you know, we got the dark spores and you turn them in for those little rep items.
Oh, okay.
You just pop one of those once a day and you'll get 43,000 conquest points. Wait.
Pop them, like give them to the vendor?
No, just open one up, use one. Okay, so you had the dark spores from last season. Let's say you still have some, like you haven't turned them all in yet. Them, yeah. So you go to the fleet. Uh-huh. You ask for the rep items.
Uh-huh.
You can ask for either, you can do 100 at a time, but I actually do one at a time because I want to have as many as possible.
Right.
I don't care what the amount of reputation I gain. I just want to have as many of those as possible because if I have more of them, that just means more dailies that I get to use from them. So I actually asked for them for one at a time. And so I've got like stacks of 50 on a lot of characters.
Oh, cool.
And so what you do is you just go to that character. If let's say, you know, so I've got, you know, my, my crafter who I'm going to go on anyway. Mm-hmm. And so I'll make that one of the ones that I want to have,
right.
Get 100,000 and you just pop one of those little dark spore reputation items that he gives you. And yeah, you gain a few rep points and you gain 43,000, conquest points once a day.
What if you've already
resets once a day?
What if you've already gotten, reputation cap?
So if you're at cap, you can't actually use them. You have to vendor them. So you can't get it that way. So you have to either, if you haven't gotten the black spore one up, you can still do that one. But if you have older seasons not maxed out with those rep items, you could take out like Amity and get some point, you know, get some rep points with her that or him, and then go back to the ship. Get the rep items from Amity on the ship and then do it that way. That's another way. Another one is
tip of the week.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I didn't realize you weren't doing this already.
No,
I'm sorry.
Oh no.
Well, there you go. Well, this is why we do this.
I also try to get the Galactic Seasonings rep maxed out so that I can get that bonus at the end, which I failed to get anyway. But that's cool, great, thanks.
Yeah, and another good one is if let's say you were outside of the Galactic Seasons and you don't have any other way to do it, mm-hmm. when the event comes for the Bounty Hunter mm-hmm. Association, every time you finish one of those missions you get a rep item. And so what you do is you just don't pop it, just keep it in your inventory. And then, you know, when you need a daily done, you just pop it then. So then there's other reputations in the game that work sort of similarly. Unfortunately, a lot of the rep items in the game just automatically happen.
They pop now.
They just automatically pop. But that's not true of the Bounty Hunter ones. Those still come to your inventory and you can hold on to them and then do them once a day. Because it resets daily. So I get 43,000 times 7. Do you know what I mean? I usually get, if I'm doing it right and I'm staying in my stronghold, I can get 4 characters to 100,000.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So yeah, my reps and most of that is from the rep items. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. My bounty.
Right. Like Eflex is saying that CZ198 and Voss, when you get those, it just automatically gives it to the rep to you. And it's been that way for a little while now. But there are some that will actually give you the rep items. And the Galactic Season ones are excellent because they'll give them to you when you ask for them, and you can ask for them like one at a time. So like the blue, like least valuable ones in terms of rep items are the most valuable in terms of how many dailies you're going to get out of it.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
There you go. Good stuff.
Fun facts with Chill.
Fun facts. So that's why I do daily anyway. All right. So
never took it. 45.
Yeah, never took it, and never and rarely was like 3/4 of the. So most of the people don't play on more than one server, but hey, I'm a sucker for grinding through galactic seasons. Yeah, it's too much fun to open that many, all those ultimate packs and the armor packs and mount packs. I love that stuff. So good stuff. All right. I think that's good then. We can move on to the holo feed. So there's a bit on PvP Season 5 Pirates Plunder since the last show. They did talk about it on the dev stream, which we already talked about on the last show as well. But then since then, they sort of came out with a little bit more on the Pirates Plunder season now that it's active and everything. So there's the usual flags. There's a couple of different armor sets. The armor sets are very similar to each other. I find
color
like
difference.
They basically look identical, except the more fancy one has like some lighting lit up piping sort of on it.
Right.
And then the two different types of them are also very similar. Like it's mostly a color swap. There's probably a few differences, but it's hard to notice them. Like they're very, very similar looking. Right. Having said that, it's a fairly cool outfit.
Yeah, I like it.
I definitely think people will like it. It's sort of like a Cunning Plunder and Outlaw Battler, and that is sort of like the feel. It's like space pirate. It's like it's a high-tech sort of pirate slash, you know, not exactly mercenary. Well, maybe mercenary, but not like a Mandalorian mercenary. More like, you know, like an individual mercenary might use.
Did you notice that the boots on the PvP outfit are just kind of a more condensed version of the boot you get from Rishi? You know, the Rishi one has those big cuffs that come over.
Right, the and giant this one has pirate
like
cuff.
Little cuffs. It's like they the shrunk cuffs. It.
Yeah, right. It's a cuffs, but it's like a little, right. It's a little more neat looking. Yeah. I do like that. Actually, I like that look. And because I do a lot of cosplays, there's a fair number of people out there who have like cuffed boots as part of their look. It's kind of strange how often that shows up. So it will be nice to have unlocked for sure.
Yeah. I like the decos of the armor. I think that's a really cool.
Yeah, the armor decos is really clever. Like that idea that they've been doing.
I bet it's great for cosplayers or for RPers.
And then they talked about the PvP vendors. So, you know, they talked about how there's going to be like Outlaw Warrior armor lockboxes and Plunderer's Greed armor lockboxes and so on. There's a new overflowing treasure chest decoration, which is basically, like those, I guess it's rhodium, like gold, basically bars that we saw on Profit and Plunder, especially. You see that sort of bar in the treasure room or treasure vault that you steal from. And they've taken that sort of idea and turned it to a whole pile of gold bars overflowing out of this box.
I love it.
Yeah, and on Twitter, someone like did like a whole look with like a million of them, like in one, all in one stronghold, and so it looked like it looked like Scrooge McDuck's house, basically.
Right. I was going to mention that. That was such a great idea. Yeah. See, I wish that I could PvP on Satele Shan because I'd love to have that deck over there.
Right. But, well, maybe. Yeah, or maybe like do it on this one and then save up some cartel coins and do a character transfer because the strongholds won't move over, but deco unlocks do transfer over. I have a lot of stuff on Starforge just because I once upon a time transferred someone over. I've got a lot of deco unlocks that I wouldn't have thought I had, but do because of that transfer.
Ooh, also a tip of the week. If you purchase decorations for cartel coins, those are unlocked account wide.
That's true. Yes. Just like how if you unlock an actual stronghold with cartel coins, it'll unlock on every server as well.
Yep. Same with just like you mentioned before, the rooms, if you open that up with cartel coins, that will... also,
and apparently the overflowing treasure chest is only one PvP token.
So worth it.
Out of them.
Yeah, whoever that was dropped all of their tokens on that.
Yeah.
And it was so worth it. It looked so cool.
It looked awesome. Yeah. Anyway, so yes, and they show some other things that are on. It's a little bit too much to go through, especially since it's mostly just a list and not like actually showing pictures or anything. Yeah. But a lot of things on the vendors to check out. So, you know, and PvP, especially when you're leveling, does not have to be like super, you know, stressful. Like people just don't treat it as seriously when it's leveling. And
so
for the most part, it's been like really nice and not, you know, people haven't been like yelling at each other or anything like that.
I just love the waving stuff cracked me up. I was like, they're waving at me. And then I was like waving back.
It was really cool. It's kind of funny because I'm always like, oh, wait. That was the guy who was like really good on our team, but now he's on their team.
Yeah.
Mark him. Stop him at all costs. So yeah, there's going to be some in-game events this in March that this got put out. And then fortunately, we didn't miss any since the last show. The one is actually active now. Rakghoul Resurgence on Corellia. And this is why every character I do get one of those level 25 relics that I just hold in inventory, so I don't have to worry about getting the Rakghoul disease. But
every time I have to go buy more, and I have hundreds in, or I guess they only stack to 10, but I know I have some in my legacy account, but I always end up having to buy more.
Yeah, I always just buy the relic on every character. Just when I go get Treak, I just remember to go grab
those
25 level relics. It still works, but the only negative is that unlike the old version where you could just pop it and it would give you a 6-hour buff and you could then switch your relic back, that doesn't work anymore. You have to, but what'll happen is you get the Rakghoul disease, you can still just put the relic on, pop it, that'll clear the disease.
Oh, okay.
And then as long as you don't get the disease again, it's okay. You just put the relic you really want back on your, on your character. So, yeah. It's on Corellia this time, and that's always good. Lots of Thorn reputation. Mm-hmm. They still have, like, really cool, like, some of the fun pets. There's, like, lots of little Rackling pets.
Mm-hmm.
Some infected Viractyl and Dewback mounts. And if you're looking for, like, companions to have, like, zombie looks, the infected companion looks are really cool. Most of the... I wouldn't say, you know, all, because obviously the droids and stuff aren't going to get them, but most of the companions have an infected look that you can get if you're into that.
Yeah,
that's always fun.
I believe it's the more, I almost want to say your main companion, but you know how you get your first companion? I think every one of companions,
yeah,
you know, has definitely.
Like the one you do with stuff off the ship with,
right,
and all
right,
that.
Right.
Yeah, they all have it. Yeah, and Treak has it as
Treak
one as well.
Has it too. The Treak one's funny looking.
Yeah, and let's see. So that's going on right now, and it'll be going on a week. So it ends March 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Then in a couple of weeks later, starting March 19th, going through the 26th, the Relics of the Gree will be back. So that is the one on Ilum, and there's lots of fun stuff with that one too.
The
Scaling Armor is classic, of course. The cyan, blue, and red sphere vehicles are all really cool.
Yeah, those are so goofy.
Yeah, they have pets as well and stuff like that. Yeah, the Gree digitization cube, lots of fun stuff. Right. And then finally, there was a posting by Jackie, our community manager for SWTOR from Broadsword. And she put a dev post out following up on some of the answers following the live stream. So we did get actually some more answers from the live stream, but didn't happen until after our last show. No worries. So, can we use credits to purchase the additional 3 room unlocks? This is referring to the Kapero Stronghold that will be part of the next Galactic Season.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the initial 6 room unlocks are on the free-to-play and sub-tracks of the Reseason, respectively. The other 3 rooms can be unlocked like a normal room in a Stronghold with either Cartel Coins or credits. And they had to mention that because they only mentioned Cartel Coins in the stream, but apparently credits will work as well.
I assumed credits would work.
Yeah, I didn't, but, you know, it's good to have it confirmed. This is why it's good to have it confirmed.
Yes, yes. All right, people were kind of freaking out about it, and I went, well, I mean, it's never... I assumed that it would be available for credits instead of cartel coins because people got butthurt over that. Can I get to spend my cartel coins on that?
Yeah, I do. I have asked. I sent an email to Jackie. I haven't heard back yet. I'm asking her, like, will the rooms be unlockable with, like, the Stronghold tokens? Because I'm kind of interested in if that's a possibility. And like I said, she hasn't answered back, so I don't know. But it would be interesting because we haven't really heard what you can do with the Stronghold the Galactic Season tokens. Yeah, because like I don't know about you, but like I've kind of like caught up. I've got all the Strongholds, and I've also gone through and picked out the things that I somehow didn't get, you know, from previous seasons or whatever. And so I'm kind of like just kind of sitting on a bunch of Galactic Seasons tokens anyway. So it'd be interesting to see if we could unlock those with the season tokens.
That would be a great idea.
Yeah. And we haven't really heard anything else that we can get, you know, this season from that either. So it'll be interesting to see if that shows up.
Yeah. I always hoard all of my tokens or as much tokens as I can for the next season that comes up. Because if there's something on there I need, I want to be able to buy it. I don't want to wait. And
might as well get it right away. Exactly.
Especially if there's a cat involved.
And then for the modernized utility bundles, this is the mailbox and so on, decos. Those are going to be upgraded automatically. That's not a separate one that you'll have to buy separately or anything like that. It's just going to be a change to how they look in the game. Are they going to be increasing the Stronghold limit? Not this time. The limit is set as 20, will not be increased at this time. 20 is a lot of Strongholds, though.
20 is a lot of Strongholds. In fact,
I was trying to think, like, how many, if you unlocked like every Stronghold, how many would still be locked away? Not many. I don't think it's much over 20.
I don't think it is 20.
I couldn't. Yeah, I didn't. It didn't make sense to me that you'd really have any problem with that. So,
I don't think it is 20.
Yeah, I mean, there's the train one. There's a bunch of weird ones, but
get over 20.
There's Mekhsha. There's the two fleet ones. Yeah, there's a lot. I don't think there's over. I don't know if we're over 20 yet.
I don't have both of the fleet ones. There we go.
Well, there you go. You'll have to get that from the vendor. Will guilds be able to set the new Capera stronghold as a guild stronghold? No. So only strongholds that we can purchase through the stronghold terminals can be set as a guild stronghold. As the Capera stronghold will be acquired through the Galactic Season system, it cannot be used as a guild stronghold. So unfortunately, no. That is not a thing, at least not now. Who knows?
At least we know.
But. Yeah, exactly. Will players be able to acquire the Stronghold when Galactic Season 6 ends, possibly with Season Tokens? We intend for the Stronghold to be available after the Galactic Season 6 ends and purchasable with the Galactic Season's token.
Nice.
So that is a thing. That is a thing. They don't answer the question about specifically at, you know, those three extra rooms, but but at least the basic Stronghold will be should be available from Galactic Season tokens in the future after the season ends. If the Stronghold is available to purchase post-season, will all the rooms be available to be purchased by anyone, or will the free-to-play and subscriber limitations remain in place? So the subscriber room unlocks will be available for purchase via Galactic Season tokens after the season ends. However, they will still only be available to players who are subscribers. That's interesting.
Cool.
So I guess what you could do then is, like, if you wanted to be mostly free to play, but you could take one of those, like, you know, subscribe for a little bit, unlock it then, and then it would, I'm sure it would stay unlocked even if you then go back to not free to play. It would be whatever the other version is. Anyway, how do Galactic Season Strongholds work when you transfer a character? Are they available on the new server, or do they need to be purchased again using season tokens? The rooms will not transfer over. However, players who unlock additional rooms in the Capera Stronghold and transfer a character to a new server will need to get a key unlock from collections and then use it at the doors to reactivate them. Interesting. I'm not sure exactly how that works, even though they give a description. I haven't ever had to do anything like that before, so I'm not sure how that would work, but it sounds like there is a mechanism for it to work.
Interesting.
Will the story NPCs in the Stronghold permanently remain in the Stronghold, or can we move them? As these NPCs are tied to story and narrative, they will remain in the Stronghold and will not be movable. So interesting thing to know. Mm-hmm. And then finally, will 7.4.1 or parts of it be going up on the PTS? And the answer is we will not be opening PTS for 7.4.1. So however, when we get to get ready to test features for game update 7.5, we will be opening up a PTS. So more details at a later time. So good stuff there. A lot of good answers in that from Jackie. No PTS. So the whole thing will be a bit of a surprise for the season and everything, which will be fun. But then for 7.5, we will get a PTS to check things out.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah. You know,
they always have to test that. The that story stuff out without the story being in it, of course.
Right. And then they sort of lock it off. Yeah. Exactly. And this is the one that's going to be, it was Ord Mantell last time, and now it's going to be Hutta this time. So
I was just on Hutta today.
Yeah. We weren't learning everything.
But. And I was very excited about, like, ooh, I can't wait to come back here on another character. And then I, of course, started to speculate about, ooh, is there going to be Tython? Is there going to be...
Right.
Is there maybe going to be... Sith one was?
Korriban.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, maybe.
They could.
That would be fun to go to Korriban on a Republic character.
Yeah. You know? Yep. Although technically you can right now, but you have to do it in the Flashpoint.
Yes, that's true.
But yeah, this will be the very first time you can do Hutta as a Republic character. Yeah. So that's cool.
That'll be really cool.
Yeah. And finally, Bad Batch is now partly available. They released 3 episodes at first, and now they're doing a cadence of 1 per week on Wednesdays. One just opened up. I haven't had time to see that one, but otherwise I'm caught up. So, and I'm sure you are, Kitty.
Gonna watch it right after I'm done with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you've seen the other 4, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, I've been loving it. It's it's Kitty Treats' favorite Star Wars.
Right.
So
and she's liking the new story as well?
Oh, yeah, she's loving it. So am I.
Excellent.
I can't wait to see what happens. Last week was a bit of a cliffhanger, an emotional cliffhanger. So
a lot of scary stuff happening. Yeah. A lot of scary stuff happening. So it'll be fun to see what happens for me too. Yeah, exactly. And anything else, Kitty?
I know that there is a Rakul event this week. Mm-hmm. Now there's some, we might be doing a Loken Guild thing. Okay. It just kind of depends. There's some stuff going on in real life that might interfere with that kind of being a thing. But I've been tinkering with the idea of doing a rat ghoul nest hot tub party. Getting all the Lokens together, go finding one of those pools of green liquid.
Right.
And getting your bathing suit on and just dunking.
That's hilarious.
So we'll have to wait and see. But again, I'm sorry I'm so vague about it, but we'll see. We'll see if it happens. If it does, I'll be posting it on social media and stuff like that. And that would be this Saturday.
This Saturday, right? Because it's always the Saturday of the Rakul event.
Correctamundo.
Excellent day. All right, then. That sounds like a show. If you'd like to play with us in the Utini Knights Guild on the Republic side of the Satil Shan server or in our
Utini Cast,
Utini Rage.
Utini Rage!
There we go. Guild on the Empire side. Do /cjoinutini to join the Utini channel. Then let us know you're a fan of the show. You can email questions and comments about the show to utinicast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter using UtiniCast or Mastodon, utinicast@mastodon.world. You can find contact details on our website, utinicast.com, which includes how to subscribe using iTunes and the rest. We record the show live bi-weekly on Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Pacific, by streaming at twitch.tv/utinicast. And our theme song is Doomsday by Jean-Paul Zogby. And thank you to the chat room.
Thank you, chat.